right, it's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. It's Christmas week. I guess we can say that officially now, right?
Yeah, you can. Come to think of it, you certainly can.
And the Electoral College is meeting today. The electors of the Electoral College are meeting in state capitals all over the United States of America, casting their votes. Pretty much a foregone conclusion that Donald Trump is going to be elected by the electors, president of the United States. There have been a few people who have not voted, but there have been some people who didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either.
There were a couple of faithless electors, as they're called, one in Maine and one in Minnesota, who decided not to vote for Hillary Clinton, even though that's presumably who they were supposed to or going to vote for, and I think they were Bernie supporters. But then one was quickly removed, and another person, an alternate, was brought in. The other one, the ballot was changed because that was the rules of that state.
Yeah.
So that's the only, other than the protests and the people who reported on Trump's side of being harassed by thousands and thousands of emails and people showing up at their homes, you know, a lot of wackiness.
Wackiness this year. But here's an interesting story, actually. You know, with all the things that are controversial about Donald Trump, one of them has to do with the Secret Service. And Gary Byrne is a guy who's a former Secret Service officer, and he's written a book, best-selling book, called Crisis of Character. And he talks a little bit about what it was like protecting Bill and Hillary Clinton, the Clinton family, in the White House in the 1990s. And now there's a very interesting thing here, Gary, concerning Donald Trump himself, which is that Donald Trump is at the moment integrating his own private security, which he has used and had for a very, very long time, into his Secret Service package, as it's called. Now, how does that work?
It's going to be interesting to watch. So the Secret Service agents and uniform division officers that protect the presidents are sworn federal police officers. These guys that Mr. Trump has are private security officers, you know, people that have been working him for a long time. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that is Mr. Trump's head of his detail has been with him for a long time. He's not just the head of his security. He's kind of somebody that he relies on for business consulting and stuff. They're very close people. So it's definitely going to be something new for the Secret Service. I will tell you, they are very, very particular about who they let inside that bubble of protection. But they don't really have a choice here. You know, these guys are a private company that's been hired by Mr. Trump for a long period of time. He's very close with them. So I see some problems, you know, from the time to time integrating them. That's for sure.
Well, that's a security issue. I mean, the Secret Service has a very specific duty, right? This is not, and I know that Donald Trump looks at, my guess is that Donald Trump looks at the presidency very, very differently than most incoming people, especially people who are politicians who have been looking at it. He's never been elected official. Doesn't seem he's got a ton of respect for elected officials, and he would rather have it done than government work doing it. But as you know, as a Secret Service agent, I mean, you get it that this is a totally different world, and the Secret Service operates on a, you know, this is a hundreds-year-old organization. And it is something that is very it's stuck in its, not only its traditions, but its protocols. And it has, there are some very, very hard lessons of history where mistakes were made.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. It's not so much where mistakes were made. It's where, you know, for instance, just, you know, of course, when you think of presidents and unfortunate assassinations, you usually think of John Kennedy. And the truth is, you know, before President Kennedy was assassinated, the Secret Service was trying to get counter-sniper protection for years. And they couldn't get anybody on board with it. They didn't want to spend the money. And, of course, after President Kennedy was assassinated, they couldn't throw enough money at him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes they get upgrades due to disasters, basically. One of the problems I see with integrating, these guys are private citizens who work for security companies. They're not authorized to work in the White House complex. They don't have security clearances. Now, they are, you know, the gentleman that runs his security is actually has had some Secret Service training years ago when he was a New York police officer. and he's got some people that work for him that are former FBI agents, but they're retired. They're not government employees anymore. So there's going to be some conflict. There already has been little things. You know, somebody in private security is going to react different than the Secret Services. These guys, this private company is like maybe 6 to 12 guys, maybe even 20 guys. The Secret Service is hundreds of people. It's hundreds of agents. It's got uniform division officers outside on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. They react different. They have different protocols. They're probably carrying different firearms, which could be an issue. You know, the Secret Service, everybody carries the same sidearm. They use three backup weapons, Remington 870 shotgun, an MP5 submachine gun, and the FMP-90. So they all they're used to the same guns. These guys have different training. They only probably carry small sidearms. If they do carry long guns, there'll be different guns than the Secret Service is trained with. So there's some issues here to work out.
They're also saying that federal law prohibits anybody other than your federal law enforcement officers from carrying a weapon inside federal buildings. So there would be that issue, too. They wouldn't be able to act in that way. They'd have to shed their firearm. But apparently he's already been bringing this team under the Keith Schiller guy, the retired New York cop you mentioned.
Sure.
They've been going to the thank you tours. I guess, have there already been conflicts there? And I mean, they seem to go above and beyond what he's asking Secret Service to do, which is just protect him. He's asking him to get protesters out and perform other functions.
Yeah. I can actually shed some light on that for you. Having been in the Secret Service Uniform Division, I've actually been at events where this is the way it works normally. Let's say we were actually at an event in Columbus, Ohio. There were some protesters there. We were protecting President George Herbert Walker Bush at the time in the early 90s. And they wanted them to remove. Well, as long as the person, you know, they had this sign that was anti-Bush, and they wanted them removed. But the private security company that the arena hired are the ones that had to remove them because they weren't breaking any laws. So we couldn't really remove them. They had the private security company had to. Now you flip that over to today. Now I was just at one of the thank you tours up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And it went very well. It was smooth. I didn't see any problems there, and I didn't hear of any problems later on. But I do know what you're talking about at one of the arenas that there was some trouble. And now that's the difference. If the Secret Service is working with these guys and they go and remove somebody forcefully, you know, I'm not saying excessive force, but if this person fights them and they have to fight them back, these guys are all retired cops. They're not going to take any guff from anybody. But the problem is they could be exposing the Secret Service or even President Trump, President-elect Trump, eventually President Trump, to liability. So because the Secret Service has different ways of dealing with it. They're federal police officers. They don't get involved in it if it's just a protest. But if it's somebody who looks like they're making a threat and then they have to arrest them, that's separate. These guys can't arrest anybody. They can just remove them. So there's some complications there.
Well, it'll also be interesting to see how Donald Trump deals with the differential between the guy who's the leader of a Secret Service detail and his own personal security guy and who he defers to.
Yeah.
We've seen The Apprentice. We've seen it
many times.
And so we know how he likes to, you know, create rivals around each other and get people to compete. Well, this is not something that you want to do that in. You need a teamwork kind of concept here.
Right, you're right. Now, to be completely fair, the Secret Service has its own problems. I mean, the Secret Service, I don't know if you've seen this report out, but there was just a government report released. And out of 305 government agencies that were surveyed, the Secret Service came in the worst for employment. Okay. In other words, their employees are so unhappy out of 305 different organizations inside the government that Secret Service came out 305.
Yeah.
So they've got some management issues. It's something I've talked about. I talk about it a little bit in my book, Crisis of Character. But with that said, you know, set that aside, they still have a job to do. And I am concerned that the private security company, that officers that Mr. Trump has, and I realized, you know, I know a little bit about them. They they're good friends. When you work with somebody like that, in that capacity all those years, you build an incredible bond. And let's face it, he does trust him.
Yeah.
Right, and loyalty is so key for him, as we've seen with many of his appointments.
Yes, he talks about it and demonstrates it very well. I agree with you there.
And he's liked by the people around him, his security people, and apparently also the Secret Service people who worked around him, to the degree that they can talk about that, have been positive about him.
I can tell you this. I have talked to somebody recently that's still in the Secret Service, and they say, you know, set aside the issue with the private security guys. They like Mr. Trump, and he treats them very well. And he's actually commented on them publicly. He thanked the Secret Service publicly a couple times. So, you know, I'm sure they'll work it out. I mean, this guy, you don't get to where Mr. Trump is today, building a fortune of billions of dollars without learning to compromise and get things done. And I'm sure by this time he understands what the Secret Service's job really is, and I'm sure they'll work something out. And I don't know about them actually working with the Secret Service at the White House, but certainly, you know, they'll work something out where, if they need to, where these guys can help protect his properties in New York or in Florida, that kind of thing. Right. But I'm sure they'll work something out.
Gary, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Crisis of Character is his book.
Good to hear from him on that. Wow.